now time for today's post-game coaches show, brought to you by Ashton Lloyd of the Griffin Agency and Nationwide Insurance. Ashton Lloyd, a 1992 Davidson graduate, can manage all of your home, auto, commercial, and life insurance needs. Just call Ashton at 704-696-2424. Head coach Bob McKillop joining me here courtside. And coach, you look at this game, 14-point deficit at the end, but this VCU team, they were consistent throughout. The pressure was consistent. How much did that bother the guys tonight?
You know, you look at the plays that we had chances to convert. I think we had three or four layups where we just didn't realize there was somebody there. We had, you know, in a pivotal sequence, we made a steal and we have a loose ball here and we don't come up with a loose ball. And that's one we got to get. You know, I tell them that when we shoot for foul shots, that you get a lead by making foul shots. You build a lead by making foul shots. And you win a game by making foul shots. And I think despite this outcome of 14 points in the first half, had we done what we normally do at the foul line, a 76% shooting team, I think we have a lead going in halftime, and it's a little different ball game. We come out in the second half, and we were terrific right early, and then we made a pivotal defensive mistake. We were supposed to double number 23, and we didn't double him. And he got a three-point play on him, and the lead went from, I think, 4-7 at that point. Two possessions later, it's a nine-point game, and again, there was supposed to be a double, and there was no double, and another three-point, conventional three-point play. So those two pivotal mistakes right there when we were knocking distance, we're in striking distance, they're too good of a team in their home court to miss those opportunities. And again, you look at the foul shooting. Our guys played their guts out. Our guys played hard as heck. This is a big time environment. You know that. I know that. Everything about this place is BCS in terms of the way they invest in their facility, the way they the band, the cheerleaders, the sellout crowd, just the ambiance here. It's as high a level of college basketball as there is in the country.
Now, when you look at those free throws in that first half, 7 minutes, 51 seconds without a field goal, and VCU went on that long run, what do those free throws do? Why are they so critical in that run to break it up?
You know, it makes you feel better, and when you make free throws, it helps you with your jump shot. It helps you with your layups. You know, we've always believed that if you're struggling to shoot the ball, get fouled, because that will get your rhythm back. And uncharacteristically, we just didn't knock those things down. I think we missed 2 1-on-1s in the first half, and then Jack and Keyshawn and Peyton all missed, I think, of two front ends or back ends of one two-shot fouls. And when we're struggling, as we were from the three-point line, that certainly is a real big factor.
Now, Jack was coming off two relatively quiet games in terms of his point output. Tonight, 27, but then you look at the other half of that duo. Peyton, just 2 of 13 from the field and 6 points. He had a body on him at all times. How much did that bother him tonight? It seemed to me it points some frustration that you usually don't see from Peyton showed on the court.
I thought this was a performance that clearly showed Peyton got frustrated by the physical contact and the way he was, they were draped on him, and they had three different guys guard him all through the evening, and you know, he just didn't shoot the ball very well, and I think that added to it. And you know, it was just a tough night for him. And then of course, Will getting the two fouls early, that put him you know, on his heels, so it was you know, a pretty difficult night for Peyton.
Now, Coach, on their side, Jaquan Lewis, he's a senior, he's a leader, he's under control. We talk about daggers. He hit one late in this game, or a few, you could say, from three. From your side, how good did he play for them in leading them?
Well, you know, he made the one dagger in the zone defense. I guess there was about 8 seconds left, and we left him. And then he made the one with 1 second to go from a pretty good distance, which was another difficult one to see. But each time it was a nine-point game, and all of a sudden pushed it back up to double digits. And I think we had just made a three by Will to cut it to eight. And then we'd stopped them for 22 seconds in the zone. And the ball went into the paint, and we collapsed instead of staying on our men and threw it right back out to Lewis, and Lewis hit it. So it goes from 8 to 11 instead of maybe a miss and coming down and getting it down to 6 or maybe even 5. And, you know, those pivotal plays are so critical.
And Coach, finally, what was your message to the guys? You know, no lack of energy or effort on the part of the Wildcats.
Well, I told them that they played very hard, and I was not going to address mistakes in the locker room tonight. We'll talk about that in the film room, but our guys played their guts out. You can't ask for anything more. They laid it on the line. They played their guts out, and they competed, and they fought. And those goaltending calls.
There were a few.
Yeah, you know, and, you know, those are the kind of things that just take the wind out of your sails. I thought the one was offensive goaltending. I thought the one down here was defensive goaltending, and, you know, it's those critical plays. And then, you know, I think one of the most critical plays in the game, Jack pulls up from three and got a pretty good look at it, and it was really off. And Jack is not really off, and you could see he got the shot was maybe got hit.
So
they went down and they scored a three, and it was a six-point turnaround. And it was a six-point turnaround, and the game was 9 points. And that's, again, that's one of those points that you just can't get back.
All those little things do not help in this environment.
No, we have to be, you know, clicking on all cylinders, making shots, getting stops, not giving second shot opportunities, and being on the same page defensively on every possession. And we were on that early on. We were clicking early on, and then you know, Will went to the bench, and that's when we struggled because he's such a defensive asset for us as well as an offensive asset.
Well, Coach, thanks for your time.
Okay, thank you, Jared.
Set Coach Bob McKillop talking about this game, a 74-60 setback here on the road in a tough environment here at Virginia Commonwealth.